This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you may do that. That's why we're here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Got some news about Amazon and their plans to expand into more of real life. They already, of course, have the Whole Foods Market chain that they purchased a couple of years ago.
But it's a lot like real life for most people.
Now they're talking about opening up 3,000 cashierless stores. We can talk about what that
means. That's a lot of stores.
For retail, coming up here in a little bit. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
But to start things out, a lot of times, whenever we all bring in the same story, it's usually, because we all do our own show prep independently of one another, and then we kind of compare notes before we start. And this story about the speed camera / signage things that they have. So apparently those police speeding kind of here's your speed.
It's not
notice
always police.
Signs.
I mean, just sometimes in communities.
It's the police who put those up. It almost always
it's the
has
public
a
works department.
It almost always has a logo of the police associated with it. In almost every instance I've ever seen of one of those, it's usually on a stand of some sort, kind of like a by the road wheel, you know, trailer stand.
I've seen those.
It's usually got the logo of the local police department on it. They're not there for a public service. You know, they're there to try to get people to slow down.
Yeah.
To kind of fool them
without giving tickets. And I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you kind of want people to slow down and. If you can do that without, like, random death threats. That's vaguely threatening. I don't know that I would just automatically call that a death threat.
Well, guess what? According to Daily Beast as well here, this is a Quartz doc. Wait a minute, which one is this? It's Quartz, but somehow it's on the Daily Beast URL. I don't know what that means. Maybe my browser's messed up. The next time you drive past one of those road signs with a digital readout showing how fast you're going, don't simply assume it's there to remind you not to speed. It may actually be capturing your license plate data, so...
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
Yeah,
but
that's the next step, right?
Well, first,
that
was coming, and Free Talk Live's been saying it's coming for a long time.
First, it's there not giving you a ticket, then it may lead you to getting a ticket.
Yeah, it's not paranoia until it's real, and the government is currently putting together...
Wait a minute, what do you mean it's not paranoia until it's real?
I'm sorry, it's not paranoia if it's real. If
okay.
It's true, it's not paranoia, right?
Okay, right.
And the government is putting together a database of your movements, of everybody's movements. They, when they can record these, you know, computer record all of these license plates, not like some bureaucrats going through and saying, okay, and Melanie and Ian had passed by this at a particular time and done this. They aren't doing that, but they're putting together a model of all these license plates and where they're traveling at certain times. If you put these things in at every mile on the road, you'll know where people are going, when they're going, what their patterns are, and you'll have this sort of demographic information about all of society as it occurs. And this is the sort of thing that governments love. They love this archiving of information on their human tax cattle, their human tax livestock. That's what you are. Your sole purpose, as far as the government is concerned, is to work, produce things that they can then take a portion of your labor, a portion of what you produce.
Just enough to where you don't protest and
sure.
You know, do
if they took 90
to them.
If they took 90% of what you made, you'd go in there with pitchforks and torches. So they're not going to come up with that number. Well, you'll just stop working.
Maybe.
In reality, what will happen is you'll just stop working. And society will grind to a halt. So what their goal is to find that magic number, that perfect number, to tax you on that amount so that you'll continue to work at full speed and they can get the most out of you.
So here's a surprising aspect of this story. Apparently, the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, is behind this program. According to recently released U.S. federal contracting data, the DEA will be expanding the footprint of its nationwide surveillance network. Yes, that's right. This bureaucracy is still out there trying to somehow desperately, pathetically stop drugs from moving about and coming into the United States, even though it has never worked in the history of prohibition. Prohibition fails every single time it's tried.
But, I'd like to congratulate drugs for winning the war on drugs.
Yeah. But, you know, they've still got a bunch of money to spend, and they've got contractors to spend it on.
We'd like to congratulate the DEA on fooling Americans and believing that they're actually trying to stop drugs and not just a bunch of tax leeches creating work for their friends and connected individuals.
Like RU2 Systems Incorporated, a private Mesa, Arizona company, which is the company from which this expanded footprint of its nation's nationwide surveillance network will be happening from. It's the purchase of multiple trailer-mounted speed displays to be retrofitted as mobile license plate reader platforms, or LPR, for license plate reader. How much it's spending on those signs has been redacted from the report. The other, which is suspicious.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you that it's your job as a citizen, as a voter, as a taxpayer. It's your job every 2 to 4 years, depending, through every 2 years, to go to the polls and make decisions on your government and how it should react to you, and how you want to be governed and how you want everybody to be governed. But, by the way, we will not tell you how much they spend on stuff. We're just going to keep information, hordes of information from you, because everything I just said is a damn lie, and you know it.
According to the story here, two other apparently related contracts show that the DEA has hired a small machine shop in California and another in Virginia to conceal the readers within the signs. An RU2 representative said the company providing the LPR devices themselves is a Canadian firm called GeneTech or Genetech.
That's a really scary name.
I'm not sure if it's Genetech or GeneTech.
Neither one of them.
They're kind of the same.
Yeah, GeneTech. The DEA launched its National License Plate Reader Program in 2008, so it's celebrating its 10th anniversary by massively expanding it. It was publicly revealed for the first time during a congressional hearing 4 years after that. So it was secret for the first 4 years. The DEA's most recent budget describes the program as, quote, a federation of independent federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement license plate readers linked into a cooperative system designed to enhance the ability of law enforcement agencies to interdict drug traffickers, money launderers, or other criminal activities on high drug and money trafficking corridors and other public roadways throughout
the
United States.
That these same people just take money from people who are transporting cash across America.
That's correct.
If you're going someplace
old ladies,
to buy an RV or buy a piece of property.
You got your life savings, took it out of the bank.
Yeah, you take it out of the bank, you're transporting it across the country.
Or maybe you never had a bank account. Maybe you were just throwing it under your mattress or something.
Yeah, there's no obligation in a free country to have a bank account. And you bring the money. This happens all the time. They steal money from people, and then they demand that they prove over the course of years, in often cases, years, that their money was somehow gained legitimately, and then sometimes they'll give it back.
Former NYPD Detective Sergeant and Bronx Cold Case Squad Commander Joseph Giaclone told courts, quote, there used to be an old police saying, if you robbed a bank, please drive carefully. He explained that if a getaway driver didn't do anything to attract the attention of police and get pulled over, they usually had a half-decent chance of fleeing. But that's no longer in effect because you can drive slow, you can stop at every red light, but these license plate readers and surveillance cameras track your every movement. And therein lies the real issue, according to courts. What is a game-changing crime-fighting tool to some is a privacy overreach of near existential proportions to others. License plate readers, which can capture somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 plates per minute, cast an astonishingly wide net that has made it far easier for cops to catch serious criminals. On the other hand, the indiscriminate nature of the real-time collection, along with the fact that it's then stored by authorities for later data mining, is highly alarming to privacy advocates. This according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation's Dave Mass. He says license plate readers are inherently a form of mass surveillance. You look at something like a wiretap, and most of the time it's looking for a specific person and capturing specific conversations with that person. But here, they're collecting information on everybody, not all of whom have been accused of a crime, in case they may one day commit a crime. This is un-American, he says.
Oh, no. No, no. Driving is a privilege. We're going to tax you for those roads. We're going to make you pay for every step of the way, but it's a privilege because we said so.
There's more coming up here. And, of course, this was all built on the foundation of the driver's, you know, license plate in the first place, the tag. So when Americans allowed themselves to be tagged, they thought it was going to be, you know, to help catch criminals. And turns out it's going to be to help watch absolutely everybody for whatever purposes the government wants. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free to control of the airwaves. We're talking about More spying going on, right? Maybe in your city with the DEA teaming up with corporations and local police departments to locate license plate readers, which will presumably be connected to the DEA and some sort of database, an ongoing updated real-time database of where it is that you are on the road, or at least where you were within the last time that you passed by one of these locations. And you can comment if you want to join us here. You can also bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Anarchapulco is coming up. People that care about issues like this are going to be at Anarchapulco. There's a huge variety of great speakers, and of course the attendees are always very interesting to meet at Anarchapulco, coming up February 14th through the 17th. The lineup of speakers includes entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships, all being discussed for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And you can, of course, go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, and that will get you 15% off. Ron Paul will be one of the speakers who's there, as well as Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many more. It's a huge event. It's been a lot of fun the years that I've had the chance to go. I've been to two of them. Mark, you've been to three. And this is going to be year number five, right, I believe?
Yes.
Year number five coming up. And it was a sellout this year, so you ought to expect it's going to sell out again. Get your tickets now at 15% off at anarchapulco.com. So once again, courtsqz.com reporting here that the DEA, in apparently some kind of a document that was semi-redacted, released recently, federal contracting data, the DEA is expanding its footprint of what's already been in existence now for a decade. This started in 2008. It was secret for the first 4 years, revealed publicly in 2012.
So it's been happening for that period of time?
That's correct, for the last decade. And so now it's going to get bigger. They're teaming up with, again, local police departments here. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, this is a form of mass surveillance. They're collecting information on everybody, not all of whom have been accused of a crime. The DEA does not release how much of the data it collects that is connected to crimes. The nonprofit ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union of Maryland, found that only 47 out of every 1 million plates scanned by police in the state, or 0.005%, were linked to a serious crime. The Atlanta PD captured data from 128.5 million license plates last year. 786,580 of those, or 0.6%, were suspected of having a connection to a crime. Now, remember, crime can mean anything, right? Like a crime, crime isn't necessarily, under the government's definitions, a violent act. So, of
Right.
Of those 786,580.6%, probably only a fraction of that are people who are wanted for an actual violent crime, not, you know, he had some marijuana, or he jumped his bail, or...
Yeah, the number of warrants has increased exponentially over the last two decades. Laws have increased, just keep on expanding at a breakneck pace. I'm reasonably certain, that the government covered all the violent offenses as far as laws by the time I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And just about everything after that is just an expansion of...
Well, you're about a century too late.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Century to a century and a half too late for just kind of violent and otherwise victim crimes.
Of 22 million license plates recorded in Austin, Texas during that same time frame, 3,200 of them, or 0.01%. So we're talking about 0.01% were linked to alleged criminal activity. Still, it's not the data collection itself that's the issue, as much as what authorities do with that information next, explained Maas from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He said, quote, the technology is fairly simple, but as they start collecting more and more data and applying more and more algorithms to that, you can get information about people's travel patterns, where their doctor's office is, where they sleep at night, or put in the address of a place and see who visited it. An immigrant health clinic, for instance.
Ah.
Medical marijuana facility.
Right, so anybody who visits, an immigrant health clinic is suddenly, on the watch for
Who knows what?
Yeah, well, being an illegal alien. Yeah. So let's just check out. Let's just go and check out
every car that goes by that,
of the places that are registered, here, and maybe we'll find some things.
Even a marijuana grow operation that would be completely legal under state law, but illegal under federal law, says Mass. You could link someone to an abortion clinic or any number of sensitive locations. Precise details of the DEA's license plate reader program are extremely difficult to pry loose. The DEA declined to comment on either the program in general or its latest purchase of license plate readers. Sherman Green, the Department of Justice contracting officer.
They have to get together with the NSA. I mean, they're running a really great program.
Very secretive.
Here. Yeah.
Handling the RU2 did not respond to an interview request. Again, RU2 is this company that's being purchased from. To expand the program. Precise details, Maas said the DEA augments its own data collection by buying access to commercial databases, including one maintained by Vigilant Solutions of Livermore, California. In January, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency purchased access to Vigilant's LPR data, which reportedly allows investigators to trace plates going back 5 years. So not only are they getting information live, real time from their own network of cameras. They also are augmenting that with however many more millions of data points from commercially available data sources. Some LPR cameras can capture.
Yeah, so now, we believe that Mark Edge went and purchased a bag of marijuana. They still sell them bags, right? And
I don't know. I don't think you get them from, like, legal locations in bags.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never purchased marijuana at a legal location.
That's true. Me neither.
And so they
I purchased a lot of marijuana, but
I haven't purchased marijuana in many years.
Yeah.
But I'm just putting together a hypothetical here. And so to prove this, we have this. We have him driving past this location or this location, clearly headed at this location at this time.
Yeah.
We believe the purchase occurred there, and this is evidence, Your Honor. There you go.
Yeah, and most locations at which you would buy things are located right next to the side of a road. And so it wouldn't be hard for, DEA to say, phone up whatever police, the Keene police, phone them up and say, if we had a marijuana legal, store here, someday we probably will, but it's not legal yet in New Hampshire.
I'm talking about illegal, whatever it is.
Or whatever. But anyway, if they have a place they want to observe, they just have the police locate the, the speed checking device, because that's what we're talking about. If you're just tuning in, those speed checking trailer device things along the side of the road that you see maybe in
usually
your
orange. Yeah.
They're usually white. Usually white, like a speed limit sign, in my experience. But either way, those speed devices are now being augmented and have been since 2008 in some places.
You know, the big ones have radar on them, too. My radar detector goes bananas every
time I go past
the marquee.
They all have to have radar on them. I'm sorry if it wasn't clear. That's what I'm talking about. The ones with radar that show you your speed.
Not just those. What I'm saying are the ones that tell you there will be bridge work on 912 and blah, 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 blah. Those also have radar on them.
Oh, wow. All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A little bit more about the technology here and the danger that this poses. Even if you're saying to yourself, well, I don't break any laws, why should you be
concerned?
Everyone
breaks laws.
Let's talk about it. Coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate will hold a vote on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination this week. The senator also said today on the floor,
the ranking Democrat on the committee first heard from Dr. Ford on July the 30th. Did our colleague alert the chairman so the committee could do due diligence in a confidential way, consistent with Dr. Ford's wishes? No, she did not. Did she discreetly raise the issue with Judge Kavanaugh during her private meeting with him on August the 20th? She didn't do that either.
The White House did authorize the FBI to expand their investigation into anyone who it feels is necessary regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump is on the road again doing one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
$450 free. We're talking about your privacy or the lack thereof it these days, because apparently you can't even get on the road without having somebody in the government or some corporation tracking not quite your every move, but darn close to it. And of course, if you've got a cell phone on you, then yeah, your every move. But even if you, you know, are trying to take some sort of provision to be a little bit more private, let's say you've, you know, pulled the battery out the back of your cell phone or something like that, and you want to be off the grid, well, sorry.
I don't trust that.
Sorry. Well, you think there's a secret battery inside the cell phone?
Well, so if you take the battery out your cell phone, it's kind of like your car. There's still some, or even just a computer.
Uh-huh.
There is still something in there that's enough to save something. Like, you don't lose all your data when you pull your battery out.
No. But there's no way for them to... yes, of course, your data is on your SD card or the RAM that's in the phone. But it's not accessible by anything at that point. If there's no power to the device, unless there's an RFID device in the phone, and then as you are passing by an RFID reader, it could then, in theory, pick up the fact that your phone is present. Which is a possibility. How likely that possibility is, I don't know.
I don't trust it to be unreadable. I mean, if you have to be away from your phone, be away from your phone.
Sure.
Or maybe like a microwave or something like that would work. Maybe. I don't know enough about it.
It's a bad idea to put your phone in the microwave.
You don't turn the microwave on. Okay? But presumably your microwave can stop.
You're saying because there's a cage, Faraday cage around the microwave? Yeah, that's true. So we're talking about the DEA expanding their program. It started in 2008. They're going to be adding more license plate reading devices to those You know, those signs they've got on the side of the road, those animated signs, the flashing signs where it tells you what your speed is as you're going by, those signs, those may already have secret license plate readers in them. And it would be very interesting, because I know I've seen one in where you live, Mark. I've seen it in that town.
Yep.
I won't say where, but I've seen it. It would be interesting to put in a Freedom of Information Act for anybody, where you see one of these signs in use, to put in a Freedom of Information Act request where you live to the police department, requesting whether or not they're partnered up with the DEA. Did this sign come from the DEA? Has it been retrofitted by the DEA? Does this sign that you're utilizing, or any of the signs that you're utilizing, Mr. Police Department person, does this have a license plate scanner in it? That would seem like a legitimate Freedom of Information Act request and could go at least a little ways towards reassuring people or informing them that they are indeed being spied upon. The story here from QZQuartz.com reporting that some of these cameras can capture what they call contextual photos, which include shots of the driver and passengers. Companies like Palantir Technologies, which was co-founded by controversial venture capitalist Peter Thiel in 2003, are incorporating facial recognition technology into license plate reader software. Officers can access Vigilant's intelligence-led policing package on their mobile phones. So there's a mobile app to allow the police to take a look at who's passing by their little signage device. Law professor Andrew Ferguson, former public defender and author of 2017's, looks like a book, The Rise of Big Data Policing, Surveillance, Race, and the Future of Law Enforcement, said the DEA, quote, finds itself at the intersection of new technology scandals, and because they maintain both domestic and international jurisdiction, and thus can argue the need to use surveillance tools that would not be acceptable in a purely local law enforcement. He said further, for example, most other domestic law enforcement agencies couldn't claim any right to know information from secret NSA wiretaps, but because the DEA can claim that they're tracking international drug traffickers and thus need to know information obtained outside the states, they can use invasive techniques domestically. In addition, the DEA has largely worked under the radar, as our national approach to large-scale drug prosecutions has not changed from administration to administration. The DEA has been funded, and with federal funds comes playing around with new surveillance technologies. Jay Stanley, senior analyst with the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project, told courts he thinks it's wrong for the government to arbitrarily collect such a broad swath of data in the first place. Holding on to it for future analysis only makes things worse, he says. However, the law enforcement community at large argues that none of this data is being used to spy on everyday Americans.
What's the problem?
Yeah, guys, come on. You trust us. We're officer friendly.
Well,
didn't you learn anything in school?
So are they alleging that no everyday Americans drive past these points ever? Because unless that's what they're alleging, they're wrong.
Joe Giaclone said...
Well, hold on. It's really important to point out that the National Security Agency, when asked if they were spying on Americans multiple times during the Edward Snowden situation and several times before that, several data leaks that before that, were shown to be lying every step
every
of the way. Like, they would say something, and then it would get shown as a lie. They'd say something more, it'd be the lie.
Are you saying the DEA would lie to people?
Yes. I mean, it needs to be really pointed out. These people are lying. When they say that they're not taking this data and creating a giant database about Americans' movements.
Right.
What else would you do with that?
Right. I mean, it's their job is to investigate. Everybody's committed a crime. Everybody listening to me right now is a felon, whether they believe it or not.
Mm.
They don't have to believe me. They could just go, don't worry. You talk to police enough, you'll find out that you've committed a felony, and then you'll be off to jail. When you consider that everybody's a felon, then police are investigating everybody.
They are.
Legitimately. So if they are not...
legally.
Legally. Yeah, well, I mean, legitimate is sort of a synonym for legal, isn't it?
Absolutely not.
No? Okay.
Okay, well, you presume that most investigations are illegitimate. I get where you're coming from. But really what they're hired to do is to investigate everybody because everybody is a felon. So yes, they're lying or they're fools. You pick.
The former NYPD detective Joe Giaclone commented saying, We don't know when somebody's going to commit a crime. We don't know when somebody's going to run over somebody and take off. So that data should be there forever. We never know when we're going
why
to
do you
need it.
So no one is going to retroactively hit somebody and then take off? So, like, if you erase the records and do just regular updating for your data, nobody's going to retroactively be like, oh, they erased the records. Let me go back through time and hit somebody and run off. Like, that doesn't make any sense. If no one hit somebody and ran off, no matter how long you keep or don't keep the data, no one hit somebody and ran off.
Well, but he's arguing that, you know, information could come out later about a thing that happened years ago. Like, they might want to find out where Bill Cosby was driving around, you know, a decade ago or whatever. If he can drive. I've heard he can't see anymore, but... That's their argument, is that, well, there may be a time when we need this data, so it needs to be here forever. Look, don't you people want to catch criminals?
No, not really.
You want murderers and rapists and arsonists to just be running around hither and thither in the streets, driving about wherever it is they wish?
That is such an infinitesimally small amount of criminals.
Right. Yeah, but if we can catch just one murderer with this technology, isn't it worth
then
having
bump, then
no
bump
privacy?
Your numbers up somewhere close to 50% of the murderers caught.
But isn't it worth it to get a killer off the streets? Are you saying you want to risk death in return for just a little bit of a loss of privacy?
If every time I went to a tree and I ate a piece of the fruit off of that tree, and that fruit was poison, and then 1 out of 10 times it wasn't poison, then I would understand relatively quickly that's a poison tree.
Yeah.
The United States government, local governments, and governments around the world spend their time chasing non-crimes 9 out of 10 times. And if you're talking about getting that one murderer off the street, show me the government program that you've done that have gotten murderers off the street. And then
Jeffrey
Dahmer. We'll fund that.
John Wayne Gacy.
So let's fund police investigations of murders and just stay
so
the heck out of...
We have to keep an eye on everybody because that's how we catch
these Because they're
people.
All criminals, because they've all smoked marijuana, because they've all bought drugs, because they've all got expired oxycodone in their...
Are you saying you don't want to find a bank
those
robber?
Those things kind of seem like not... even though I don't necessarily think that they should be actionable... Doing things like washing clothes with bleach or cleaning your house with Lysol are also federal offenses. So, just regular, normal people who think that they're upstanding citizens hopefully commit a felony at least once a week.
Cameras on your washer are coming soon. 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on our toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Rand Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday. That means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at TomWoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. We're talking about the license plate scanners that are secretly being installed and have been installed apparently over the last decade in various different speeding signs. You know, the ones where they're flashing your current speed as you're approaching it. If you've got a radar detector, it's usually going all, you know, ballistic as you're approaching these things. Those signs, apparently a number of them, and we don't know what percentage of them at this point, but we know that the program is expanding dramatically with a fresh order for new sign modifications from the DEA. That is expected, by the way, according to the story at QZ.com, expected to take delivery of their order by October 15th. So this is right around the corner when they're going to be rolling these out. So if it's not already in a street corner near you, then it may be coming soon, the ability for the federal, local, state governments, and they said even tribal governments here, so they're really just, you know, loading up on the multi-jurisdictional task force to find out where it is you're going and everybody else is going at all times, day and night, with a live, accessible database, even with a mobile app for police to easily able to pull up not only information about what license plates are where, but some of these scanners have the ability to take your photograph in the same way that when you pass through, let's say, like for instance in Massachusetts, in some states like Massachusetts, they're making it so there's no more guards that take money from you at the toll booths. So they're just getting rid of the humans, and yes, they're just going completely personless there.
Right.
So you pass through those things, and if you don't have one of the little easy pass systems in your car, well, they'll just take a picture of your license plate, and of your car, of like who's in the car at the time, and they will then send you a bill saying, you know, they'll find your address based on the license plate number, and they'll send you a bill.
Or sometimes they'll just pull the person with these most similar names. I got a ticket from Easy Pass from...
They'll pull a person what?
Pull a person with a similar name and just send them the bill.
Really?
I got a ticket from Easy Pass from, I forgot what year it was from, but it was from before I had ever been in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I went to sign up for the account because I was like, hey, well, my job now goes to the toll. Let me just get an Easy Pass. And they were like, you can't, you're defaulted. I'm like, on what? I've never not paid the toll. And they're like, oh, well, you have this ticket from 2013 or whatever. And I'm like,
so they never
They
didn't even send it to you?
No, because it wasn't me. They just pulled somebody with the same name and was like, oh, that must be you. They eventually straightened it out, but
Wow. They
are not good at math.
So a little bit more here from the story. Cabrina Chang, professor of law and ethics at Boston University's Questrom School of Business, told courts, quote, we as a society have to think long and hard about the consequences. I don't think anyone would begrudge law enforcement help in doing their jobs. We all want them to do their jobs really, really well, she says. But what are we willing to give up? Unquote. And you know, if law enforcement were just enforcing violent crimes, it would seem to be not as offensive. But we all know that government isn't like that. Government isn't this, you know, fantasy creature that only goes out there and does the right thing, that only goes out there and targets the right person. That even if they were enforcing just violent crimes, there have been plenty of innocent people who've been targeted and locked up in that kind of enforcement as well. So it's hard to really give them an inch, but of course, as we've seen, they've taken a mile because people have given inches. They've accepted government tagging of their car. That was decades ago. When that came out, I don't know. When did tags first hit the streets? Was it 100 years ago? You know, it
has to be close to that.
Did they have tags when it was horse-driven carriages? I honestly don't know. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got Bad Slave on the line here. He's calling from New Hampshire, listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi.
Hey there.
Thank you for taking the call. I just want to say that. The amount of government required to do what they're doing with regards just license plates, but of course they're doing it in way more areas than license plates.
Sure.
And,
about checkpoints.
And of course that really requires not only identifying the car and the plate, but it has to identify the person sitting in it. And there, you know, there was never meant to be a jurisdiction that reached out through technology to actually, you know, impugn people and sanction them for things that are just kind of created out of the, you know, the reality of the crypto police state that we live in. It's freaking me out that people are sitting here looking at this stuff. I mean, I've been watching this go on, you know, for, you know, five decades.
Yeah, decades.
And the slow creep. I mean, the amount of people involved in keeping track of other people is just bizarre and
it's crazy.
It is the worst
and creepy.
It's the worst thing that people could ever put up with. And yet people think it's,
I wonder, what do people think about this? I mean, it would be interesting to get a public opinion poll and see, you know, track me everywhere.
I had a conversation with somebody today.
Yeah, really?
Where my wife happened to be around, and they were just talking about paranoia. This person works at a mental health facility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically I said something to the effect of, but the NSA is watching you. It's not paranoia if it's true.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes to it, it's more of a conspiracy theory to think that they're lying.
She and my wife had a good chuckle about how crazy I sound. Right.
They would never watch us.
They didn't say that. They just laugh.
Was it like an uncomfortable laughter?
No, no.
Was it like a ha-ha, you crazy nut job?
Well, I mean, it's funny because
your husband is a crazy
sound
man.
Like a crazy guy because the government is watching you. Well, they are watching you, and crazy people say the government is watching them. Like, there's two things that are true. Crazy people believe that the government is watching them,
mm-hmm.
or large corporations or whomever. Some nefarious large organization is watching them. And some nefarious large organization is watching you. So both of these statements are true. One is psychotic in that you may think that they've, you know, got these, black SUVs following you around or black helicopters mm-hmm. flying after you or whatever.
Well, the helicopters are usually pretty easy to detect.
But they're not flying helicopters after you. You're not worth it.
Right.
However, they are grabbing your metadata, and if you don't
every
think they're
chance they can get.
Right. We know they're grabbing your metadata. And if you presume they're not grabbing your actual data, you're a fool. Why would they not do that? Oh, they have laws? They don't care about their laws. They've shown over and over again they believe that they are above their own laws.
Bad Slave, other comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just watched a video that was narrated by Larkin Rose, and it was a video of an Uber driver. You know, recording, you know, because he's got the dash cam and everything, recording a stop. And the cop admitted there was no reason for the stop. His claim was that the guy had actually not used his turn signal. Well, unless there's somebody that can actually see your turn signal, adjacent to your car, you don't need to use a turn signal. There's no requirement for it. And so the guy just pulled this guy over. I mean, and the cop tried to say, well, you know, you were trying to avoid me, you know, you made that turn and you did this and you did that. He was just going right to his Uber driver customers and picking them up. And, you know, this cop pulled him over, and then, you know, he was just saying that, wow, he was just going to get his name and birth date and go on and not actually even look at
driver's license. Leslie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can always trust the police, right? They don't want to arrest you. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Yes, they do. They want to put as many warm bodies in cold cells as they possibly can. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 next.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.